Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Marcelo Tesselman. Marcelo Tesselman is the co-founder and chief operating officer of Tech Hunting, an American-based IT staff augmentation and hunting agency. Marcelo's passion for the tech scene started while studying computer science at the Case University and Ort School in Argentina. He started his career as a Microsoft consultant for Fortune 1000 companies such as Mercado Libre, HP, Coca-Cola, Petrobras, and American Airlines, to name a few. Well, good afternoon, Marcelo. Welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you for being able to join this meeting.
Awesome. Thanks again, Marcelo. I appreciate it. And I'm so excited to do these podcasts because, for one, you're outside of my borders, right? I love doing international podcasts and you're from Argentina. So this is really exciting and I want to learn more about you. So we're going to jump right into the questions. Marcelo, you've got quite the career, starting as a technologist, a product manager, and now you're the chief operating officer of Tech Hunting. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yes, of course. One of my simple secrets was to follow my instincts and passions related to my work, address them to what IT area provides me happiness, doing it or implementing it. Think more in patience than in getting more money. First was IT networking and servers. After that, it was big implementations, improving company ROEs. And today is another step in my life and in the professional life, trying to connect best talents to each customer around the world, providing win-win systems and happy employees with happy customers. This is our challenge and Tech Hunting.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Marcelo. I appreciate it. And I know our audience will as well. So let's talk about something more relevant. As you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Yes. From March until now, we have been participating in many technological roundtables, discussing with colleagues about present and future of IT, identifying which industries have more impact, for example, tourism, traveling, standard shops, etc., and which ones are healthy, growing, as, for example, retail, banks, fintech, software development industry, and insurance companies, for example. Moving our sales energy to them and helping them to grow and sail in this new world environment. This is our methodology now, and we are going ahead with new projects and new challenges, especially with these industries, trying to help us in this moment, in this complex world environment. But fortunately, it is running very well.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I understand that we all have challenges due to this lockdown. And I guess the one thing that we can share together in this is some of the knowledge that we've learned and some of the innovative ideas that have come out of this pandemic, right? So thank you for sharing that. And I really do appreciate your insights on the innovative ways that you're overcoming some of the challenges during the pandemic. So, Marcelo, are you leveraging any new or emerging technology within your space? If not, maybe it's just a cool app that is making your life better. Anything you want to share with us?
From 1 year up to today, we have developed LinkedIn Intelligent Sales. It is an intelligent artificial robot, a special robot using AI to connect companies with possible buyers. It is working 24 hours a day in many LinkedIn profiles around the world. It is not detected by the LinkedIn network. This tool is working wonderful, and it is used by many customers in the US, Europe, and Latin America. I have installed in my personal profile, connecting to many companies and many industries and organizations around the world, and it is really incredible. Because, for example, we find the global CTO of MasterCard, the global CTO of Visa and Ripio, and other founders with specific strategic customers, that they were connected automatically with our robot. And then, if all is okay, we continue talking with them by chat or by email. But the first steps are doing 24 hours a day in a specific random steps by our robot. This tool is very special in the pandemic situation, that helping the company to find customers.
Thank you for sharing that. That is most appreciated. And again, I know that, you know, your experience with you and tech hunting, sharing with our audience will only make us stronger in this particular economy. And I appreciate the insights on some of those technologies you are leveraging. So Marcelo, this is the last question. This is where my audience wants to learn a little bit about Marcelo. Could you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or leadership?
Of course. I would say, for example, never hide your working passions and working areas. Think about them, research about them, and try to do things oriented to them. The process will bring success to you and pleasure. And the other thing that I can comment is success in general in life, work, tennis, etc., is 99% continuous growth and dedication and work, and only 1% of talent for it. A lot of people think that this is only a nice phrase, but it is completely real. For example, I am a tennis player fan from 8 years until today. And for example, Andre Agassi hitting in 1 year, and then he transformed in the best tennis service broker of the world. That's not casual. And for example, Nadal and Roger Federer, with a lot of talent, they continue training more than 6 hours by day during all the year. And for example, if they are in vacations or in any point around the world, not in a tournament, they continue training, never stop training. But they have very high talent. They are incredible, but they never stop training. They never stop hitting the ball, because the talents are very important. But if you don't work a lot, if you don't maintain continuous work and dedication to your passions or to your work or to your projects or in any point in your life, not only work, you will not be successful. A lot of people think that that's not in this way, but if you have high percent of talent, that's not enough to be successful in your projects or in your dreams. And this, if you read, for example, the book called Open from Agassi, I have it and I have read it, and it explained in detail how his father recommended to hit one ball a year to avoid errors, and he did it. And then if you review his career, he's an incredible, and he was and he is an incredible player without errors, because he has talent, average talent, but he worked a lot day by day during years, and he reached number one in the world, the first player in the world, an incredible talent, an incredible person and talent playing tennis. I think that this example, with some point as some sport as tennis that I know and I like, is the same in on each point in your life or in a company life. That's very interesting to take into account and to think that, try to think in this, trying to implement this in any area of your life and check the results. I think that's one of the most important recommendations that I have. I think that the last can be entrepreneurship, or in any company or startup, you will have a lot of stones in your way, a lot of issues, a lot of problems, but never stop. Try to fix, to take some time, try to learn and continue. If you can do that, you can continue, you will go for your dreams and you will reach them. But it's a hard way, but you can do that. Any person can do that.
Amazing. Marcel, I appreciate you sharing that. And you're absolutely right. With some hard work and persistent, with some goal setting, you can absolutely achieve anything. And I appreciate that story. And I certainly appreciate your experience as a tennis player as well. So thanks again for sharing. And Marcelo, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity to share my information, my ideas with the audience from Tech Hunting. I will be ready for any person that contact us, and hopefully soon I will be sharing with our team some articles with interesting information to share with the audience, customers, and other organizations around the world. I think that it will be very productive for any people. Thank you very much for your time and all your work that you do.
Bye for now.